We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at SalinasValleyFair.com.
Good time.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff Ian Parkinson holding press conference on search of Susan Flores' home. Passerable School Board to review draft resolution for general obligation bond. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Sheriff's Office announced that Sheriff Ian Parkinson will be holding a press conference this morning at 9 a.m. at the Sheriff's Office, Logan Auditorium, 1585 Kansas Avenue, San Luis Obispo. Sheriff Parkinson will be discussing the recent search warrant at the home of Susan Flores in Arroyo Grande. Earlier this week, the sheriff's office executed the warrant at the home, but has provided no details so far as to what they were looking for or what was found, saying they would be providing further. They would not be providing any further comment as the investigation continues. There is speculation they are searching for the remains of Kristen Smart, which has not yet been found despite the conviction of Paul Flores in 2022 for Smart's murder. The next Coffee with the Superintendent event for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be this morning at 9 in the district boardroom. Coffee with the Superintendent is an open, informal, community forum where attendees can ask questions, share ideas, and learn more about district initiatives. Complimentary coffee and donuts will be provided. Paso Robles School Board to review draft resolution for bond election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The next step in placing a general obligation bond on the November ballot for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be discussed in its next meeting. In order for the bond to appear on the ballot in November, the district must file it by June 16th. In its meeting on Tuesday, May 12th, the district will discuss the draft resolution ordering the election for the bond, not to exceed $205 million. The purpose of the bond will be for rebuilding, replacing, furnishing, and equipping the district's high school classrooms, sites, and facilities. The resolution states the bond will average levies below $50 per $100,000 of assessed value of all property to be taxed in the years 2027 to 2028. You can attend the board's meeting in person or watch online. Honor Flight Central Coast California will be holding a fundraiser in June with tickets available online now.
For those of you who don't know what Honor Flight is, we take veterans back to Washington, D.C. for a free trip to see their memorials that were built in their honor, to go and honor the men and women who did give the ultimate sacrifice.
That's Bear McGill, the chairperson for Honor Flight Central Coast. The Poor Fest fundraiser will take place June 6th, the anniversary of D-Day, and will feature a catered dinner along with over 20 wineries across the Central Coast. Here's Bear once again with more information on that.
On the evening of June 6th, we have our Poor Fest that we'll be doing, which is a fundraiser to keep raising funds to fly these veterans back to Washington, D.C. free of charge, which we have probably around 20 wineries and going to come out and pour their wine for everyone for an hour and a half. And then we have an auction and a dinner that's going to be put on by the Cattlemen and Cattlewomen's Association.
Tickets are on sale through May 15th and can be purchased at honorflightccc.org/poorfest. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority announced the hearing date for adopting its service fee. The fee will be based on the consumption of groundwater use for water year 2025, and will be calculated by dividing the approved budget amount for PRAGA of about $1 million by the consumed groundwater use for water year 2025. Fees will be placed on the county tax roll. De minimis users, according to the draft proposition, will not be charged. Groundwater users are encouraged to review the data and draft plan available on PRAGA's website and submit an appeal, if applicable, by June 8, 2026. The hearing date for approving the draft fee report will be held during PRAGA's next regular meeting on May 27, 2026 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. You can attend in person or watch online. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services says they responded to a high volume of emergency calls on Wednesday, May 6th. Just before noon, personnel were dispatched to a structure fire at 8315 Los Osos, encountering a fire that was burning 25% of the house. Firefighters worked quickly to contain the fire and prevent further expansion, requiring additional units from Paso and Templeton Fire, as well as other agencies. The fire was brought under control in under an hour, and the cause was improperly discarded rags that were used for staining wood. Crews then responded to another incident at about 1:11 p.m. A smoke check in the area of Chaplin and Aguila was quickly upgraded to a vegetation fire response. Crews found about 1 acre of vegetation burning, with a slow rate of spread around multiple homes. The cause of the fire was from multiple unauthorized incendiary rodent extermination devices. At the same time, both incidents were active. Atascadero Fire handled 6 separate emergencies in the city. The successful mitigation of these 2 large incidents, along with additional calls for service, would not be possible without the dedicated men and women serving the community of Atascadero, the fire department says. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Astros 12-2, the Padres over the Giants 5-1, Angels beat the White Sox 8-2, Phillies over the Athletics 6-3, the Rangers beat the Yankees 6-1. In California news, in December 2021, police responded to calls for help after a man wielding a bike lock attacked 2 women at Burlington store in North Hollywood. The LAPD allegedly mistook the bike lock for a gun, and one of the officers entering the store fired at the suspect 3 times. His bullet ricocheted off the ground and into a dressing room behind the suspect, killing a killing 14-year-old Valentina Orellana Peralta. The family of the girl sought a wrongful death lawsuit against the LAPD. But earlier this week, the jury found the city of Los Angeles was not liable. A former professor of computer science at Moorpark College in California has pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter for the battery and death of a Jewish counter-protester during 2023 demonstrations over the Israel-Hamas war. The professor was accused of striking Paul Kessler with a megaphone in November, who fell backward and struck his head on the pavement, dying the next day at the hospital. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the U.S. House of Representatives has advanced a new farm bill that includes key provisions supporting veterinary medicine, animal health, and public safety. Now, the legislation is drawing praise from the American Veterinary Medical Association. In fact, they say the legislation reauthorizes critical programs aimed at preventing animal disease outbreaks, strengthening food safety, and improving veterinary workforce shortages, especially in rural areas where producers rely heavily on access to care. It also includes the Healthy Dog Importation Act, designed to help reduce the risk of foreign animal diseases entering the United States of America. Now, AVMA President Michael Bailey says that the association applauds the House for advancing a farm bill that will strengthen dog importation standards and protect the country's animal and public health. Supporters say the bill benefits U.S. farmers and ranchers by improving disease prevention, ensuring a safer food supply, and expanding veterinary services, all critical factors in maintaining livestock health, productivity, and of course, long-term agricultural stability.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients, enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. A correction for yesterday's Major League Baseball scores. The Cardinals beat the Padres 2-1. The Athletics over the Phillies 12-1. The Yankees beat the Rangers 9-2. In California news, in food and farm news, the introduction of new commercial strawberry varieties has raised expectations for an industry turnaround after years of declining production. Heading into 2026, the California Strawberry Commission projected earlier spring production and marketable fruit volume in April, citing the availability of new commercially available varieties of strawberries from the University of California and private companies. It's been all about unreasonably warm temperatures early on. It bumped the season up by 2 or 3 weeks, said Mark Bolda, University of California Cooperative Extension Strawberry Advisor. Watsonville, Salinas, growers harvested 10 times more strawberries by April 4th than the same period 2 years ago, according to industry figures. California grows 90% of the nation's strawberries, with about 43,000 total acres this year, the commission projected. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 80s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday. Low 90s Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, mid 70s on Tuesday, low 80s on Wednesday and Thursday, 80 a week from today. Currently it is 50 degrees with some clouds in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Another sign of the resilient U.S. economy. There are about twice as many jobs created in April as economists were predicting. The April employment report found 115,000 new positions, with the unemployment rate, as expected, remaining at 4.3%. Economists were predicting just 50 to 62,000 jobs. February and March job growth was revised lower to 16,000 fewer jobs than previously reported. Wendy's shares are up more than 5%. Its earnings were better than expected, helped by discount Biggie meals and new menu items, and it's showing signs of its turnaround plan producing results. Toyota's profit rose in the recent quarter, but it sees weaker Mideast sales. Cutting into its business this year, it's taking longer to deliver cars to the region. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When disasters hit and cell networks fail, Rapid Radios keeps you connected. Instant push-to-talk with coast-to-coast range. No contracts, no monthly bills. Trusted by law enforcement, government agencies, and over 500,000 users. Always ready when your phone isn't. Because in an emergency, seconds matter, and reliability isn't optional. Go to rapidradios.com. Use code RADIO for 5% off and free shipping from Michigan. Rapid Radios. Communication redefined.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak. Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL is the other part of that, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Open Mic Friday. Darsha and Kenny this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. And also have another native update here on the Diamond Baseball. The O's fell to Florida 4-3, but Dylan Beavers, he was again batting third, played left field this game. He was 2-for-3 with a walk. So there you go. And Brooks Lee, the Twins fell to the Nationals 7-5, but Brooks went 2-for-3 with two RBIs. Run scored and a walk. All right, there you have the update there on the youngsters doing well, representing our county. Let's see here. I have a programming update, and it's we have a vignette that airs at 11:03 Monday through Fridays. It's called America Past and Present, and the person who does it, Randy Meyer. He unexpectedly passed away Tuesday. He was only 61, just 61 years old. And he was the writer, the host, and the producer of the show. So this is going away. The show is going away, and the last feature will be on the 15th. And the network was right on its syndication networks, and they were right on that and so forth, unfortunately. Young man, very talented. He did a great job with it. I very much enjoyed listening to it. So we've got something on the way. Just got to get the paperwork cleared. It'll be something similar. Something similar. So, again, just a little heads up if you hear a different voice or a different something. That's where that is. Let's see. What else do we have here? I have something to play, and... You know, many times when government, and I don't care what level it's at, they, you know, when they talk about budget and money and this and that and so forth, it gets, you know, for many of us, it's convoluted. And I can't help but think that it's by design that they do that,
because we end up not really knowing. We're scratching our heads. It's like if a mechanic or a doctor uses all the terminology they use within the industry, we're going, yeah. But that's not the case. So I came across something that basically maybe explained the reason why that California is broke. It's very simple to follow. And this probably should be in every classroom, or I know you couldn't do this, but to play it outside every voting booth in the state of California. It's just a minute or two long, but it just makes so much sense. So here it is, why California is broke.
Coyote jumps out, attacks the governor's dog, then bites the governor. The governor starts to intervene, but reflects upon the movie Bambi, then realizes he should stop because the coyote is only doing what is natural. He calls animal control. Animal control captures the coyote, bills the state $200, testing it for diseases, $500 for relocating it. He calls a veterinarian. The vet collects the dead dog, bills the state $200, testing it for diseases. Governor goes to the hospital, spends $3,500 getting checked for diseases from the coyote, and then getting his bite wound bandaged. The running trail gets shut down for 6 months while Fish and Game conducts a $100,000 survey to make sure the area is now free of dangerous animals. The governor spends $50,000 in state funds implementing a coyote awareness program for residents of the area. State legislature spends $2 million to study how to better treat rabies and how to permanently eradicate the disease throughout the world. The governor's security agent is fired for not stopping the attack. The state spends $150,000 to hire and train a new agent with additional special training regarding the nature of coyotes. PETA protests the coyote's relocation, files a $5 million suit against the state. Texas. The governor of Texas is jogging with his dog along a nature trail. A coyote jumps out, attacks his dog. The governor shoots the coyote with his state-issued pistol, keeps jogging. The governor has spent 50 cents on a 45 caliber hollow point cartridge. The buzzards eat the dead coyote. And that, my friends, is why California is broke. Texas is not.
Well, there you have it, folks. Pretty simple when you think about it. 238-5775-238 KPRL. I love coming across stuff like that. All right, Chris did the story on the Praga and what's headed your way, some of you. And they have the budget components, fiscal year 26-27. And Chris, it was a little bit more than $1 million.
Just a little over $1 million, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I say a little, but you know, it's a couple thousand dollars. But once you start working with the millions, then that stuff just gets rounded off.
Yeah, I see. One of the things here is the legal counsel is $144,000. Here's something. Public education and outreach program. $35,000. What else do we have here? We have basin monitoring operations and maintenance. $140,000. Annual report, $100,000. What else is $100,000? The evaporation, agriculture, water usage, and let's see, what else is hefty? The grant development is $60,000. Funding mechanism development implementation, that's consultants, that's a technical consultant, that's $50,000. Administration of fee is $30,000, and here is another one you might want to know. The highest number is the executive director and support staff, $216,000, in addition to this public education and outreach program at $35,000. So there you go, folks. There you go. So Chris gave you the information. You can go to the websites and do what you need to do if you feel like doing it. But it's out there for you. Also, a story out of California up in Humboldt County. I don't know if you heard about this, but there are some missing ballots. Nearly 600 unopened ballots were discovered. And this was having to do with the state-approved Prop 50. County officials say the error stemmed from a miscommunication over whether the drop box had been fully emptied. I'm guessing that 600 unopened ballots would be pretty easy to figure out if you open up a drop box and say, hey, you know what, there's still some left in here. Now, this would not have had a, it would not have changed the election. However, it's just another reason for people to maybe be leery. And they had not been tampered with, according to the county officials, because the box was locked and the ballots remained sealed. And again, they get into this communication over whether the drop box had been fully empty before certification. Can anybody do anything right? I mean, how difficult is it to, hey, there's a drop box. Let's go over and get what's in there out and leave 600 behind? Morons. Morons. And, you know, there's been obviously other issues regarding the ballots, particularly here in this county. So, anyway, that's just another fine thing that's going on here in the state of California. All right. Also, I came across something, and it has to do with school bonds. And the question, can school bonds be used for salaries? And the answer is generally cannot be used for teacher or general administrative salaries, as bonds are funds, they're legally restricted to capital improvements like building construction, renovations, land acquisition, and equipment. However, bond funds can often pay for staff salaries related directly to overseeing or managing specific bond-funded construction projects. So we'll see what the final decision will be from the school board on how much they want and exactly where it's going to go. And again, the assumption would be that there would be some kind of oversight committee. I'm just assuming that. Let's see here. On the text, it says, I would like to acknowledge the people of Caltrans and say thank you. They have mowed the center divider through Whitley Gardens in Shandon this past week. In years past, I had to call them and request that they mow to improve visibility. One year, it wasn't mowed until July or August. All right, well, I don't know how their schedule works, but I'm sure all of us have seen the different crews out there cutting and so forth and so on. Don't know what the priorities are, et cetera, but they are out there. I know sometimes it's never timely enough for many of us that they should do it now, but again, they have other areas and other priorities, and maybe there are some other things that come up from time to time. Anyway, that's just a thank you for that. I appreciate it. Always getting the emails. The emails or the text in. So let's see what else we had. The question regarding the Chris, that had to do with the Christian Smart and the conferences that you said 9 o'clock today.
9 o'clock today.
Okay. No indication of they have been a little silent. Well, they said that even the last time. I remember, you know, Ian Parkinson being on, you know, several times over the years talking a bit about this, and they did not release a lot of information to the public because it was an ongoing case. So we have to understand that. We have to understand that we may not be satisfied with it, but that's the smart thing to do for them, just like you know, over the years, we've had some people call in that got run into a little trouble, and they would be talking on the air about a case. You know, they may have been not incarcerated, but arrested or charged, and they call in and they start giving information. And a few times we have received a request from attorneys or law enforcement asking for a copy of the tape. So you gotta be, well, they went away. You gotta be, you know, a little smart about that, folks. Just a little, not asking for a whole lot of it, but just a little bit of smartness. Also, I don't know how many of you heard it yesterday. I did. I couldn't believe what I heard because there was an interview. I don't know who interviewed AOC, but one of the networks played part of the interview, and there was a speaker who was supposed to respond to AOC's comments on billionaires. And his first remark, he didn't finish the whole conversation because he just said to the host, "I don't think I have enough time to be able to answer that or to respond to it," because it was just such a mess. And to think that she is an elected official, and this kind of goes back to when that first cut I played about, you know, basic economics and so forth. So this one is shorter than the last one, but this is AOC. Take a listen to this.
There's a certain level of wealth and accumulation that is unearned, right? You can't earn $1 billion.
That's right.
You just can't earn that.
That's exactly correct.
You can get market power. You can break rules. You can do all sorts of things. You can abuse labor laws.
Yep.
You can pay people less than what they're worth.
Yep.
But you can't earn that, right?
That's right.
And so you have to create a myth that since you didn't earn that, you have to create a myth of earning it.
So I guess you can maybe, in a synopsis, she is claiming that people that do very well and accumulate fortunes, they do it through abuse, abusing the system, abusing the workers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is an elected official spouting off on this. Of course, she's in New York, so she's probably loving Mondami. But again, this gets down to the lack of knowledge of people. I wonder if she has rejected any of the money that Tom Steyer has donated to her, or any of the wealthy people that have donated to her and have made her a very, very rich lady in the last, you know, X amount of years. And the scary thing is that people follow along and they just shake their head yes and say, yeah, I agree with her. A lot of people think this way. I wonder if she realizes how many of these people have worked their butts off. Some of them got lucky. Okay. I think a lot of us would like to get lucky like that as well. And they make their money by building capital investments and, you know, just making good decisions and so forth. And also, in many cases, they take a lot of risk. They take a lot of risk. And they live with it 24/7, unlike most of us. So anyway, just a couple of things to start off this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230. Let's see here, one more text. I think the reason that they've delayed releasing information on the alien spacecraft is that they have landed is because they were embarrassed that they were women alien drivers. Okay. All right. What a way to start off the morning. All right. Coming up, local news headlines, Fox News update, the world famous pet alert. And also, today's music trivia question, there will be a lot of leeway in your answer. It may not be the name of the group or the name of the song, but it'll be the subject of the song that will be acceptable as an answer. So, what else can I kind of tease you with on this? It has to do with a legendary person. So that's part of music trivia coming up.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The next step in placing a bond on the November ballot for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be discussed in the next meeting tomorrow, on Tuesday, May 12th. The district will discuss the resolution bond to not exceed $205 million and will need 55% of votes to pass in the November ballot election if approved. You can attend the board meeting on Tuesday in person or watch online. Sheriff Ian Parkinson will be holding a press conference this morning at 9 a.m. at the Sheriff's Office, Logren Auditorium, 1585 Kansas Avenue, San Luis Obispo. Sheriff Parkinson will be discussing the recent search warrant at the home of Susan Flores in Arroyo Grande. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care. Across the street from Atascadero Hay and Feed in Atascadero.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump insisting the ceasefire is still holding, even though the U.S. has carried out retaliatory airstrikes against Iran.
U.S. Central Command says Iran launched an unprovoked attack against U.S. warships, leading to self-defense strikes. In a statement, the military says Iran launched missiles, drones, and small boats at three guided missile destroyers transiting the Strait of Hormuz. Those inbound threats were eliminated and no U.S. assets were hit.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will continue his trip to Italy with a meeting today with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. And the U.S. Postal Service is considering a rule that would allow anyone to send handguns through the mail for the first time in nearly 100 years. Shipment previously was only available to do for licensed retailers. America's listening to Fox News.
Celebrate mom in style at Allegretto Vineyard Resort on Mother's Day, May 10th. Treat yourself to an indulgent brunch experience featuring everything from fresh salads and Mediterranean grazing boards to made-to-order omelets and a prime rib carving station. Enjoy sweet favorites like chocolate-covered strawberries, mini cheesecakes, tiramisu cups, and more. Plus, mimosas and rosé spritz to toast the occasion. This is a celebration that the whole family will love for an unforgettable Mother's Day at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Res Made Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
12 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
The OKC Thunder held on against the Lakers.
Zero Rider loses the ball as Wiggins takes it away and the horn sounds. Game two is over. OKC's in command of this series as a one seed against the number four seeded Lakers. And the Thunder are 8-0 all time when they've led 2-0 in a best of seven playoff series. Streamers cascade down at Paycom Center as Oklahoma City for the second time in this series wins by 18. 125-107 the final in this game.
Thunder Radio Network on the call. Austin Reeves had 31 points in the Lakers' loss. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 22. Chet Holmgren had 22 points. The Pistons have won 5 straight after they took down the Cavaliers 107-97 to take a 2-0 series lead. In the NHL playoffs, the Hurricanes topped the Flyers 4-1. They've taken a 3-0 series lead. In the NFL, the Vikings are signing former 49ers wide receiver Juwan Jennings to a 1-year deal.
She did 25 seconds on the first game, and that was it. 25 seconds on that, and most of it was from the announcer and the team. Anyway, there was baseball on the West Coast last night. The A's pounded the Phillies 12-1, and the Padres just, they didn't have enough. They lost to the Cardinals 2-1.
Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Pass Robles. And we have extended weather forecast, pet alert, and, of course, interesting music trivia coming up.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. It's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, some clouds early, then some sunshine, highs right around 90. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. And sunny, and again, right around 90 on Saturday. We'll throw in Sunday, and what the heck, let's throw in Monday as well. Then we'll drop down to the mid to upper 70s on Tuesday, right around 80 on Wednesday, Thursday 80, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6:05 a.m., 7:56 p.m., we're at 50. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. The world famous pet alert. All right, as we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home where they need to be, safe and sound. And just be on the lookout again because it's warmed back up and those slithering those slithering snakes out and about. All right, be careful. We don't want you to be a news story. All right, let's see here. There's nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert. And, Chris, you know on Fridays that you have the day off, so you are saved by the Friday edition.
Whew.
If you lose one or find one, that would be winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or the best option is our Southern Division, and that is reception at kprl.com. World-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. AtascaderoGunShop.com. Pretty simple stuff. All right, let's see here. What time does it say here? We're almost 7 minutes away from 7 and trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner, breakfast and lunch every day. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. And as I mentioned, you know, Friday trivia. And I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the song or the artiste, you can call in. And this one, though, the rules are breaking a little bit. Oh, never answer a question with a question and watch your inflection so you don't sound like you're answering or asking a question. Now, this one, I don't know if anybody will get the name of the title or the group, although the group was pretty darn big. I would say that they were, yeah, they were huge. However, it has to do, the title has to do, they're paying homage to who I think is one of the best ever at what they did, if not the best. So, again, I'm going to give you a little leeway with your answer. All right, here is the tease for the song. Okay, one more time. He gonna reach your record high. Boom, 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 boom. You're gonna dig him till the day he dies. All right, let's go to the phone lines and see if somebody. And this was a big hit. I mean, this was in the it was number 6 on the Billboard in 1974. So, you know, this wasn't some song that got buried. Hi, good morning.
Clap for the Wolf Den.
Oh man, you got it. You nailed it. Now you got the answer, but do you know who the group was?
No, I was. No, I forgot.
Okay, it was the Guess Who.
Guess Who? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
that was obvious.
Oh, it was obvious. Okay. Well, Burton Cummings used to impersonate Wolfman Jack when they would go on tour. When doing the song.
I grew up with Wolfman. He was the best.
Yeah, the best. Yeah, he was the best. You're right. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Jack Jacobs.
All right, Jack, we have you down. Here it is from 1974. Burton Cummings, Bill Wallace, and Kurt Winter. They were all the writers on this song as they pay homage to the one and only Wolfman Jack, and you can hear the Wolfman.
Back for the Wolfman. He gonna reach your record high. Back for the Wolfman. You gonna be digging till the day you die. Back for the Wolfman. He gonna reach your record high. So baby, just one kiss. She said no, no, no. Romance ain't keeping me alive. I said, hey babe, you gonna coo, coo, coo. She said I. So I was left out in the cold. I said, you're what I've been dreaming of. She said I don't want to know. Clap for the Wolfman.
Baby, I'm your doctor of love.
Clap for the Wolfman. You're gonna dig him till the day you die.
Everybody talk about the Wolfman's promptness of love.
75 or 80 miles an hour. She hops slow, slow, slow. Baby, I can stop right on time. I said, hey, baby, give me just one kiss. She said, no, no, no. Time. I said, hey, babe, do you want to coo-coo-coo? She said, I said, I'm about to overload. I said, you're what I've been living for. She said, I don't want to know.
Oh, you thought she was digging you, but she was digging me.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gonna reach your record high.
You got the curves, baby, I got the angles.
Clap for the Wolfman. You're gonna dig in till the day you die.
It's all according to how your boogaloo situation stands, you understand?
Clap for the Wolfman. He gonna reach your record high.
You ain't gonna get him, cause I got him.
Clap for the Wolfman. You gonna
All righty, 1974, and one of the lines in there, the pompousness of love, that was taken from the song by Steve Miller, The Joker, that the Wolfman inserted in that, and they did the song together, not Steve Miller, but the Guess Who and Wolfman on the Midnight Special.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The next Coffee with the Superintendent event for Paso Robles will be this morning at 9 a.m. in the District Boardroom. Complimentary coffee and donuts will be provided. Attendees can learn more about district initiatives, ask questions, and share ideas. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority announced the hearing date for adopting its service fee based on the consumption of groundwater use for water year 2025. The hearing will take place May 27th in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. You can attend in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
The Guess Who, they were from Canada, Winnipeg to be exact, and they formed in 1958. And they had a lot of success from 1969 to 72 with this, you know, top 10 in 1974. Basically, by 1975, they officially disbanded. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You just can't beat their prices on stone, porcelain, granite, quartz, marbles, slabs, and the list goes on and on.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.